You might pick up a bargain at a garage sale. That's kind of what the folks at Hutchinson, Kansas did. But the garage sales they were attending, so to speak, happened to be those from NASA and the Soviet space program. The unique story and much more is today's feature on the American Countryside. It's brought to you by Dryshod Waterproof Boots, the world's most wearable rubber boot. It's what I wear on our farm, and I've been hearing from you about making your switch to Dryshod. One person wrote about the durability. The soles are holding up so much better than the last few pairs of the other brands of boots, they wrote. Another listener said, I got my husband Dryshod boots and I'm a believer. He doesn't complain about his back hurting when coming home after wearing them all day. This time of year, I wear my Dryshod boots every day. They are warm, comfortable, and built to last, and you'll find them great for the farm, ranch, hunting, outdoors, or just about any situation you want to throw at them. There are several styles and types, and I can attest, they're farm tough. Check them out at dryshodusa.com.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
It's called the Cosmosphere, one of, if not the best, space museum in the world, and it's all in Hutchinson, Kansas. It's amazing what you'll find here. The Cosmosphere
has a flown Mercury spacecraft. We have the Liberty Bell 7, and it does go on international tours. We have the Gemini 10 flown capsule, and we have Apollo 13.
Mimi Meredith shares the story of this museum that began in 1962. The collection of U.S. spacecraft is impressive, but there are some unexpected items that make this a one-of-a-kind stop.
But then what we have that nobody else has is the Soviet-era spacecraft that you can compare to the U.S. spacecraft.
So how does a museum in Hutchinson, Kansas, wind up with the largest collection of Soviet space artifacts to be found?
The economy was horrible in the Soviet Union at the time, and so they were just really seeking the revenue. And we were in the right place at the right time and able to negotiate that.
They truly have items you won't find anywhere else. Another draw are the camps for students of just about any age.
They're busy all day doing everything from figuring out how to build and fly drones to programming robots, building and programming underwater robots, and of course preparing for missions to space.
They've recreated mission control, space flight decks, and even put campers through astronaut training. It's become one of the leading camps in the nation. Driving the Countryside in Hutchinson, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.